couple things. One, remember, if you can help us out and you can donate a bike for a child, kids' bikes. We've got we're doing the monster bike drive to try to get as many bikes as possible for underprivileged children. That's going to be on December the 9th. We'll be live at Orlando Harley Davidson from 6 o'clock in the morning, and then obviously we'll be on the air from 6 to 11, and then from 11 to 1 it's party time. Angel's going to be spinning tunes. We're going to have a full bar. We're going to have food trucks. It's going to be a great time. So bring a bike, come party with us, and that is for December the 9th, and that's at Orlando Harley Davidson, and it's also along with the Orlando City Foundation. So we're doing that. And then, hold on, there was the other thing that I wanted to make sure that I told you about. The big party. The party's on December the 17th, and we'll get more into that as we get closer to the time. Welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos and Angelique, and now it's time for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily proclamation.
Boom!
Boom. Ka-choom. Take it away, boys.
It's time for the Daily Proclamation from the King of the Danish Nation. Let's all wave our banners for the K-O-D.
Snuts.
Yes.
Very nice.
Russ.
King of Denmark brought to you by HomeLoansRadio.com and that mortgage guy, Don. But more on that person a little bit later. Oh, man. I had a beautiful 5 days off. It was went so fast. Like, fast, fast, fast. And, I didn't squander it like I normally do. Right? I just sit around the house. I try to fill my days with events and stuff like that. My lady was mostly busy because she's working on getting a promotion at work. So I'm this much closer to being a kept man. Yeah. And that'll be awesome.
She got to support you somehow.
Hell yeah. I'm basically a guy that lives on the couch right now in my own home. But it's nice. So I got to see some family, got to do some stuff. And then yesterday I went to a Friendsgiving, which is... It's the first time I did a Friendsgiving after Thanksgiving. Usually they happen like a little bit before.
Yeah.
And, it's been a while since I've been out in public and invited to parties. You know, there was a pandemic that happened, so there's just little social rules that I forget, right? And they're like, okay, my friend Danielle was having it, and she's a very organized person. Now, there was a Google spreadsheet that came out with everybody's name and like what dish they were supposed to bring.
Wow.
And so that way you didn't bring something that somebody else was gonna get, right? And
that's amazing.
And I was like, all right, I'm gonna cook some stuff, but then I was like, you know what, we just have a bunch of leftovers from my Thanksgiving.
You can't do that.
I should just bring those.
No, you can't do that.
It turns out, no, you can't do that. Seemed like a very logical decision, but no.
Why, is that a slap in the face?
That's a party faux pas.
I guess so.
Like you're bringing used stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how I was made to feel, honestly, by my fiance. She's like, you can't do that, Ryan. I'm like, why? All this food is still good. It was like, it was out for a little bit, but it's breathed upon. So then, I'm looking at the list, right? The list made me feel bad. Because on the list, somebody's like, oh, homemade mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, all from scratch, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What was your
thing? Turkey?
No. I had a big... I was like, all right, I'll make some food, but then time got on, and I got busy, you know.
So what did they think you were bringing?
Well, I was supposed to bring, like a fancy dessert, you know, like, and I was like, going to make one, you know. And
What was a fancy dessert?
Pumpkin loaf.
Pumpkin loaf.
I got a bread machine. Hey, I know how to make pumpkin loaf.
I got some pumpkin loaf right here. You could have brought that.
You got a pumpkin.
Yeah. So the last
pumpkin loaf is a dessert.
I never even heard of a pumpkin loaf.
You never
loaf.
Had a pumpkin loaf? It'll
no.
change your life. It's delicious.
No,
pumpkin
I don't
loaf
eat,
is great.
I don't like pumpkin.
We'll just go into,
it's a different
go into
type of thing.
Publix and grab a
That's
cake.
What ended up happening.
You know what?
Happened.
I'd pick up some Swiss cake rolls.
So I get there and I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, we're running late. I'm like, let's just roll by Costco and just get whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, some crap. Yeah. Whatever.
I got some.
It's just stupid anyway.
Costco's got the huge pies.
Yeah,
they do. That's why I was going
Angelique
there.
Knows pie.
Yeah,
I do.
But also, it's a little bit after the holidays, so places are a little bit lacking in full supplies right now.
This is true. I only found like one bottle of cherry Pepsi.
So what I'm
very upset
our selections
that.
Are thin.
Selections are thin right now. So all I could find was like it said tapas and it was just old olives and like I'm like this is just what I gotta get. That's we gotta go. We gotta hurry up.
Wait, you were supposed to bring dessert and you went to tapas?
Yeah, I went like olive tapas. Tapenade situation.
That's not even. Okay. That's not even.
And I'm thinking like this is no big deal.
That's
right?
Not putting maximum effort.
Yeah, this is very low level effort.
Okay, so I was like, of course people are just going to buy the veggie tray and the little meat tray, and no one's really going to go all out for this. Wrong. I get there and there's a lady there who looks like she's straight out of Better Homes and Garden,
uh-huh.
And she's like making all the food fresh there, and I'm like. And I see that there's can people like putting things together, and I just show up with my
Tupperware.
little tapas.
It's not even
platter.
Dessert.
And that's what they said. They're like, where's the dessert? I'm like, I'll go get a pumpkin. So I had to drive back out, go get a pumpkin loaf.
So you really went to the party and drove and came back?
Yes.
Why didn't you get it the first time?
Yeah.
Because I didn't think it really mattered. I've never, like.
But that's what you're saying.
I haven't been to it. Look, I haven't been to an adult party in a minute, okay? This is one of those with no kids and like all that.
Your whole weekend is.
It's been a while since there's been a pandemic. It's been passed for a while.
People don't invite me to a lot of things, guys.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this is why.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
Your whole week is you being late to parties of people that didn't want you there to begin with.
Yeah, so, there's a bit of a theme in my life.
Do you think that because of this series of events and the decisions that you made and you chose poorly, that you're not getting the invite for next year's Friendsgiving?
It did feel a little bit like that. And I was trying hard, too, because these are all like, all these people were like, you know, like in their mid to late 30s. They're all super successful. They're all really attractive.
This is an elite peer group.
Yes, and I want to be in this group. This is my test run into this. And first of all, I wasn't even invited to this.
As Christina got invited,
right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You squandered her name.
Because they're looking like, this is why we don't invite these people.
Basically. And she's, now I'm like, I'm aware of this. But now I'm like, okay, I'll make up for this with my amazing personality.
Yeah. Oh, you got to double down on that.
Did you do some stand-up? Is that what you did?
Well, okay, one of the guys there, he was like, yeah, we do Toastmasters, man.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I basically do that. It's kind of do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I don't know if you know.
And I'm like, it's basically the same thing. No, Toastmasters people, they're like trained in conversation. They're like conversation.
What is Toastmasters? What is Toastmasters?
So what it is, it's like for people that like, it's for public speaking, but also just general networking kind of thing.
Okay.
So they do like you do. Like you're very good at like directing a conversation, making you, like Christina says this a lot about you. Carlos makes you feel very seen.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that because I love that kind of, that's very nice.
But that's what they do because there's little tricks. They'll ask you certain kind of questions to like, I don't find it fake. It's a professional conversation.
It's to find out more about you.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. So, a bunch of them are Toastmasters, and then
it's hard to tell if it's genuine or if
sometimes it can be, or
if they're doing their shtick. Because to me, it comes off like shtick.
How am I this old and never heard of this?
You heard of this?
You've never heard of Toastmasters? I've heard of the term, but I never knew exactly what it was.
There's a proliferation of this organization all over the world.
Yeah. I'm thinking about doing it because these people were like out conversating me.
Oh,
and
I like that.
Conversation circles around me, and I'm like, oh, I kept trying to turn it back, you know, like I was in a conversation fight with them.
Conversation judo, dude.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
And so you turned it into a competitive.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Absolutely.
Right? But you walked in late. You walked in late.
Yeah, I walked in late.
That makes you weak in the conversation.
I know. Yeah. The other thing was like the house that we were at. So I didn't know Lockhart had nice houses. Like, when I heard, like, the party was, like, in Lockhart.
Oh, yeah, there's
look, Christina's
there's
from Lockhart.
Yeah.
Christina's from Lockhart. I've lived near that area my entire life. Yeah. I'm expecting, like, okay, yeah.
It's not up the street from the Crazy Horse, dude. There's a whole other nice part of Lockhart.
I did not know that. So I get there, and I'm like, okay, I'll be fine. I get in there, I'm like, damn, this is a nice house, though.
And I'm not dressed correctly.
And it's this guy, Sergio, right? And Christina's looking at the house. It's got beautiful, like, backsplash and the cabinets and marble.
Oh, they got backsplash, they got money.
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it was...
It's Lockhart money.
And Christina's, like, doing what, you know, she's like, oh, look at that. We should do this and this and this and blah, blah. And I know we're talking and we're talking about houses because all you talk about when you're an adult is basically your mortgage interest rate.
I know. Yeah,
it's really weird.
Find yourself
That's what you try to use as a topic. If you're in a conversation with Toastmasters, it's something else.
Yeah, no, I kept trying to bring it back. But the thing about it was, so like Christina's like, oh, we do this at our house, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, cool. And like, I'm sure this took a minute. And she goes, Sergio, how long have you had this house before you got this done? He's like, oh, I bought this in June. I'm like, God!
I move quickly. I am a Toastmaster. This is what we do.
Yeah.
I refurbish this with my own hands.
And she's just like, look what he did in like 6 months. And our house is still falling apart.
What are these things? What are these things that he did?
Backsplash.
This kitchen was like, it was like straight up out of a magazine. I was like, man, oh man, this is what is possible. But this would take me a lot longer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they make it look easy. The people that can do that make it look easy.
It was interesting. It was cool. But I wanted to be, I think I overplayed my hand because I wanted to be friends with these people so bad because, A, okay, they're no kids, older people. Right?
Oh, okay, that's your crowd. That's your crowd.
All my friends have kids. They never want to hang out with me because old kid people can only hang out with kid people.
Right.
Also, they're lake people. And lake people are cool as hell, man.
One thing I know about lake people, they don't like pumpkin loaf.
Yeah, they hate it. But they're telling all their cool stories about being on the lake and the whole lake is a party and blah, blah,
they
blah.
Tan.
Yeah.
And how everybody shows up on time and then they go because leave with the boat, you got to be on time.
No, he's sitting there thinking, I'm not getting invited to the party.
And the vibe was, so like we have fun at the party, we're good. People ate the tapas. People had tapas.
Well, of course they were.
And I get into the car after being with like these awesome people, and then this beautiful home, and the vibe as like we get into the car from my fiance is just like, I'm marrying you. Like that's what it felt like. Live.
It could have just been in your head.
That's all you. Look at what you did, and you projected yourself.
I love it. Go into detail. You get in the car. You sit down. Wonderful conversation. Talk beautiful home. And your wife's like, I drive this guy home.
Yeah! He's drunk again.
Oh, and you're drunk?
Oh, yes!
Because
when I get nervous, I slurp slamming high noons like they're water.
Slamming? I'm sure that's yes. what he's
I love it.
Play.
What about when you got home and you open the door and there it is, the drywall not finished? You know, kitchen not done. Some stuff is hanging from the side.
Popcorn carpet.
Popcorn everywhere.
She trips over a pickle bucket. You know, this is her day. Yeah. The poor soul.
For me, I looked at this moment and I was like, I've got to get my life together.
Yeah.
Like, really? And
We've been trying to tell you this for a long time.
And I'm apologizing like I cheated on her on the way home. I'm like, honey, I'm so sorry. I'm going to get it together. We're going to get that nice kitchen, girl. We're going to look like Sergio's house, baby. Don't worry about it.
I'm a Toastmaster at heart.
I'm getting backsplash tomorrow.
I already toasted it.
Yeah, so today I'm going to finish calling that mortgage guy Don, and I am going to pull the equity from the house and just finish the damn house, make it look nice, because this girl's going to leave me if she finds out better people exist still.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, she knows. Don't worry.
But, you know, if you want to talk to Don and you got like equity in your house and you want to do stuff, maybe fix it up, put some backsplash up. I'm putting all my money into backsplash.
Once you go backsplash, you never go backsplash.
He's still slurring his words.
He's a little flustered by all of it.
I know.
I am, because sometimes in this segment, I don't realize that I'm the villain until I'm done. You know, like, I go into this segment like, oh, they're going to love this. They're going to obviously agree with me. And sometimes I get done with the segment, I'm like, oh, I do suck. Like,
when you say it out loud,
it's
different.
Yeah, this segment should be called Saying the Quiet Part Out Loud.
Yeah.
But check out that mortgageguydon.com. Go to the Ask Don section and make sure you check out a show on Saturdays from 9 to 10:30. It's actually a really good show for being about mortgages. It's very fun and very funny, and I enjoy it. So check that out, and so it shall be.
All right, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Hey, if you're doing any ordering today and you want to get some Majestic Monster whiskey, if that's the present you plan on giving somebody, you can go to monsters.fm and order it, and they will ship it to you anywhere in the world where it's legal. 104 proof, and it's great whiskey, and people are digging it. And there's a bunch of different restaurants and bars and places where you can get the Majestic Monster now. So if you want to order it, have them ship it to you, you can right now at themonsters.fm. Welcome back. What's up? I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos and Angelique and Ryan all here today. Yes, Angel.
A little bit of a tip here.
Yeah.
And this is why I've been a little distracted.
Uh-huh.
So when you guys shopping on, let's say, that platform that's Prime.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you put stuff in your shopping cart, and then you hit save for later.
Yeah.
Right? And you build up that list of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you not have that list?
I don't do that.
If I decide to get it, I just get it. You know.
Well, the rest of us,
I pull the trigger.
Yeah. The rest of us aren't millionaires, so some of us build up these ridiculous lists.
Yeah.
Right. Like mine's at like 247 items.
Are you kidding?
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mine isn't that much.
Yeah. But here's the thing. On a day like today.
Yeah.
Because it's Cyber Monday.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Go check your list. They're doing the discounts right there, and you'll see the percentages off of all these things if you haven't. I just learned that, and I pulled the trigger like on 5 days.
I was about to say, finally.
Ooh.
So many things I'm sure they were sitting there like, now I can buy.
How many was on your list?
247.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just your wish list of things you...
It's just like stuff that I was like, let me see if they have this. Oh, they do have this. Well, I don't need it right now. Let me save it for later. Oh, let me see if they have this book. Oh, they do have this book. I don't need it right now. Let me save it for later. And then, you know, time goes on, and you look at it, it's like, oh, my gosh, that's 247 things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is there anything you guys want for Christmas?
You know what?
All I want for Christmas is you.
I don't even think about the song. We don't give gifts any. Like Mary Ellen, and I, we'd rather just go on trips and do things.
I didn't ask that, Russ. I did not ask that. I want to know.
No, because if I want something, I buy it right
away.
I get that. Yeah, I'm just, I wanted a new shower curtain, so I just bought it. You know,
well, that's different. Those are essential items.
No, I got one of those
shower curtain money.
I got one of those shower poles that go out. You know,
really.
You got a couch shower.
That way, I get some more room in the.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
I have that. I love it. And then you can also do the hooks that have it both ways so that you don't have to hook them together. Like, inside goes inside, and then there's a hook for the outside.
We just got a new shower because I hate it when that thing leans on you.
Yep.
No, you gotta get the arch. Yeah.
I got the arch.
Make your shower feel bigger.
And the thing is, I have to drill it into the wall.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Because the one they have now is one of those straight ones. And every once in a while, if it gets all, I don't know.
It comes down.
Yeah. Maybe if too much humidity or whatever, and it comes down, and I'm like, okay, I'm never doing this again. So while I did it, I'm like, I'm gonna get a new shower curtain.
Okay.
Make it look fancy in my bedroom or my bathroom.
I'm going to do it. Hey, thanks for the tip. I'm doing it.
There you go.
And that'll be up.
And today's the day to do it because it's cyber, you know.
You're right.
You know, you get all kinds of super discounts.
You're right.
I want a new, like, a new ring light thing. I have one, but I want, like, the really cool, fancy one.
I could sell you one that's never been open.
Angel does this all the time.
Angel, are you using, like, I told Carlos, are you using, like, the apps and stuff, like the Rakuten app where you get the cash back? Listen, it's at like 20% cash back right now.
That's awesome.
Let me tell you, like Nike and all these places, y'all are sleeping on it. You don't know how much money that you can make and you can save.
Rakuten. Hey, Rakuten. Ryan, I thought about you when I saw this, and I know that you are a Swifty, right?
Big Swifty.
I'm a Swifty too.
You're a Swifty
too. Not.
All right. Well, then anyone who thinks they're a Swifty can play along with this.
Let's do it.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is this a line? Is this a line from a Taylor Swift song?
Oh yes.
Or a fortune cookie?
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
Sometimes it's both. Yeah.
You know who's going to win this?
Life,
it's me.
Life can be heavy, especially if you try to carry it all at once.
That's a cookie, baby.
It's a cookie?
Yeah. I say it's a cookie.
Cookie?
Swift.
That's Taylor Swift.
You're not a real Swifty.
You're not a real Swifty.
See? I knew that line. I sang it the other day.
He looked for the twinkle in Russ's eyes.
Yeah.
He gives me that look.
He does.
His bangs.
Okay, is this a Taylor Swift or is this a fortune cookie? We write our own destiny.
That's a cookie.
Cookie?
It's a cookie. Yeah, cookie.
Yeah, it's a cookie. Yeah,
Are you guys doing, when he's saying this, are you doing flipping it and saying it in
Asian
accent?
No, oh, right, not right. At all.
No?
Yeah.
Is this a
Ryan?
Okay, I'll read it like a Chinese person. Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Sony!
That's what he just asked.
No, do it.
Yeah.
That's not what he said.
Oh.
Don't do it.
We are each a patchwork quilt. Oh, no, no, quilt. Not, no. Quilt.
Hey,
we are each a patchwork quilt of those who have loved us.
This is a Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift. Right. Big journeys begin with a single step.
Big journey begin with a single step. Cookie.
That's a cookie. Yeah, that's a cookie. Yeah. These are not exactly that. Different, are they? Nobody can be exactly like you. Is that a fortune cookie or is that Taylor Swift?
Cookie
sounds Swifty.
Taylor.
Yeah.
It's Swiftie. A Swiftie. Yeah, yeah,
I don't know nothing about Taylor, right?
Yeah, you're not a Swiftie.
Yeah, she's still not a Swiftie.
Hey, whatever happened with all that Taylor Swift controversy?
Everybody
with
got tickets. Everybody's good.
Everybody got tickets.
They're super cheap, and everybody's going. No,
and that just died, didn't it?
It's just this idea that people, she has the most fans ever. We'll never get tickets.
There's so many things that are going on in this world. Everybody's like, okay, and next.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes.
That is the next. Way.
And it really
next.
Is.
Let's worry about something
next.
Else.
Yep.
This happened in Pennsylvania, I guess over the weekend, and a teen went on Instagram to tell whoever was following him on Instagram, hey, I need your help. I need someone to help me bury this body. I just killed this girl. And flash on Instagram, you can see the legs and seriously, can somebody please help me? And one of the people that was following on Instagram called the police and said, hey, it could have been a joke, but someone I'm following on Instagram was asking for help to bury a body. They go over to Joshua Cooper's house and damn sure did kill a girl and caught him because he put it on Instagram.
Listen,
I
just watched something the other day and
what hashtags do you use?
I know.
What hashtag do you use for that?
Help me now.
Like, do you have does anybody have a friend they could call if they needed to bury a body? Because, I know I can get a hold of Bo and he'd help me.
Yeah.
But this dumb dumb went and
walked over
on all his Instagram. And I have to wonder, how many people were following this person on Instagram? It doesn't say that in the story. But
it's a whole thing, though. I literally just watched a TV show where a woman was drunk in Florida, of course. I think she was in Lakeland, I think it was. And she's on FaceTime talking about how drunk she is leaving the bar and having it on as she drives so the people can see. And she's like, I'm in Florida. How much you want to make a bet? I don't get a DUI, blah, 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 blah. And she's like running into stuff, running through the. And so one of the people that are watching her on live calls the cops and said, this is what I think her plate is. This is what the car is, whatever, because she showed all of it beforehand and she gets pulled over and he's like,
evidence.
Do you think this is funny? And she's like, I don't know. And she fails the drug, the sobriety test because she refuses to do the breathalyzer. And I was like, what is this with people asking for stuff like that?
Just evidence.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm glad I'm not a drunk anymore and with social media. Because I would have been bad.
Yeah.
Because you get drunk and you get crazy and you go around. I mean, I could only imagine the things I would have been posting at 2, 3 in the morning.
Because you like to film everything anyway.
Anywhere, exactly. You know?
If you get drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love that story of that woman that goes on vacation in Mexico with her friends.
Yeah.
And they posted the fight videos. So she goes to Mexico with all these supposedly group of friends.
Right.
When they get there, they turn on her. And she's super drunk in one scene or whatever, and they get into fights with her while she's naked, and she ends up dying.
No, what?
Yeah.
It's all over the news right now.
Mexican, United States just gave Mexico the permission to extradite her friends to there to, basically find out what's going on.
So
it's a horrible story, but the point is they posted the fights on social media like it was funny.
Wow. So they got her drunk or she just got drunk?
No, she thought she was going on vacation with her friends.
Right.
And they turned on her.
They were not her friends.
And when she's down there, they turn on her. And then in one of the videos they posted is they're all, supposed to be getting ready for a party, whatever. She's getting out of the shower, whatever, whatnot. And one of the girls that's there starts beating the hell out of her.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
She ends up getting, either she got dropped or something, so her back was broken. And and then they all ran from Mexico, and then they found her body months later. It's
a horrible
story. But the point being, someone posted that fight video on social media thinking it was funny.
Well, people always post videos of them with, a bunch of friends, at a house. Y'all notice that? It's them and 14 of their friends. And I myself go, I don't have 14 friends that would be that would come over.
But that's a part of your life. Back in the day,
it would have totally been.
Yeah, back when we were, in our.
But those aren't really friends, though.
And that's my point, right? Well, what I was going to say is, I look at that and I go, you're not friends with all those people.
Right.
You know half of the, there's alliances already in that group.
Oh,
you know that how much fun, other than if you're totally YOLO like I was back in the day where you're like, I don't care. I'm here to get effed up. I'm here to party. Yep. And I don't care about that stuff. But I'm like a grown adult.
Yeah.
Like I see women in their 30s going on these girls trips and dudes going on these other trips. And it's 10, 15 dudes. I don't know. It's just me where I look at it and go, I barely like to hang out with three people. You know, I don't know. I guess it's just this stage of my life.
I don't think those guys are over 45 that you're talking about, though. You know, like the ones that if a bunch of dudes going on a trip together. I think after you,
that's a young man.
You're doing
that in your 20s,
yeah,
or something like that.
Because I only can think of like Boston. I went with a bunch of friends. It was a bachelor party. I didn't do that often. And I'm thinking of like maybe hunting trips, but at least there's a mission there. You're hunting. You're doing something.
Yeah,
but
we're all going to Vegas.
Yeah, I see a lot more girls posting it, and then you're dealing with them putting the makeup and the what you got to wear and what time you got it, and just trying to get 15 women out of one house at one time to make one dinner. I don't think they ever eat. I don't think they all got to be going to the bathroom and they're barely making it on time.
And they don't know what they want to eat, so that takes a long time.
The funniest version of those videos though is that they start the night and everyone looks amazing and everything, and then they do the videos of them at the club. And how they're getting spoiled and all this and everything. Yeah. And then there's the one person who's still drunk, but then it's them trying to get into the car and then puking in the car and then puking in the elevator. And then they're just fighting people.
That's it.
I want to go to that party.
Yeah. I know. We're just jealous that we're not there.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's just really what it boils down to. Yeah. I want to be at these girls' night out.
I haven't had
they seem to devolve though into crying.
When was the last? You're right, it breaks down because usually our people aren't used to drinking that much or being around other. When was the last time you had a girl's night out with like a stay over, like one of these
in Miami? You did it with your daughter and you had girlfriends.
I did. It was a little bit different because it was just my daughter and I sharing the room, but the last time
you went to the clubs drinking, right?
We didn't go to clubs. We went to private parties.
Okay. Yeah. That's a girl's night out.
But no. That's different,
he's
right?
He's talking about like a group of women going out and doing something. And the last time was for a bachelorette party and we went to Vegas.
And what happened?
And start to have a difference of opinion. Nothing super major happened. I just remember at one point, some people wanted to go out to the club, and I was like, man, I'm too tired, whatever. And many of us said, too tired. So one girl ended up going with the other girl that really wanted to go out.
What happened?
But then I'm the only one that got woken up, because they woke me up to say, hey, because I was the only one with kids at the time. And they were like, hey. She's really drunk. I'm really scared.
Oh, mommy had to come out.
Mom had to come out. And I was like, are y'all freaking kidding me right now? Like, come on. I'm tired too.
That's funny.
Why didn't you wake up this girl or whatever? It was fine. But I mean, like we had to put a pillow in the bathroom and stuff. I mean, she was pretty bad. But, you know, it was me who ended up staying up. And then the girl who went out with her fell asleep. And I'm the one staying up with the one that's sick. So all in all, it really wasn't horrible. It was just like that one thing that happened. But other than that, I don't know.
I can't think of a situation where I would leave with a group of guys for a weekend. Like, I just can't even imagine. Other than John Lennon, Tupac coming back.
Yeah. Back in the day, it wouldn't be unheard of to, like, it would be me and the guys, and we'd go to a
game,
a concert.
For sure. That's fine.
There's a time we went, I remember going with a bunch of guys. We got a cabin, went snowboarding, Lake Tahoe, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's been a while, though.
But my guys now, the crew of guys I hang out now, it wouldn't be out of the question, let's say, hey, we're all going to go up to New York. You want to go to New York? And we'd we'd go to Manhattan.
Yeah, my brother's a little younger than us, he still does it with his friends.
Out of the group that I hang out with now, if we were to say, hey, Angel's putting together a party, we're all going to go to South Beach.
Well, that's
four of the guys could go, two of them couldn't go.
Yeah.
Their wives wouldn't let them.
In a situation like that, like the more guys you add, the more chances you 100%. Have for there to be a problem, right? I could go do something with Bo and we could be cool. But then we start adding in about four of our other friends, and then it seems like you're really adding in the possibility for something really bad.
You gotta know how what makes a combustible mixture.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you add this dude and that straight gasoline to the party, then you don't invite that dude.
Dude's bringing to the party.
Yeah. All I'm thinking about is like, I'm that guy. I was that guy.
No,
like,
you were. You ain't that guy anymore.
No, I was. Yeah, no, for sure. As you're saying all this stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's why I'm like hating on these people, because I know the debauchery that happens. And I was the instigator before, and now I'm a good fan.
Wow, that was very insightful.
Right?
Very good.
Right? I'm sitting here going,
congratulations.
Like, why am I hating? Oh, because I want to be there.
No, my last wild night was like a bachelor party, and it was all dudes, and all of us are like, you know, in our 30s, and three of us walked across the desert all different ways because it was 6 a.m. trying to leave a place.
But you're in that point where you could be doing this, right? You're still
I'm
no
lame,
kids.
Though.
No,
I'm so boring. Like, yeah. In my real life, like, I just, like, it's like, I get done here, and a switch turns off, and I just sit and stare at a wall for, like, 2 hours.
Doesn't answer his phone.
Don't answer the phone. No. Don't do that. I don't, dude, all that exciting stuff that you love, I hate. Like, my best version is, like, you always want to go to, like, a quiet restaurant and have some food?
You wouldn't want to go to Vegas?
You go out to eat a lot, though. I mean, like, you, it's not like
according
you,
to my wife.
No, but I'm saying you go out, like, you are social. It's not like you're not social.
He's awkward. He's
no Toastmaster.
And I do have to commend you. I do have to throw out a little, you know, shout out to you because you did answer my text for no-nos. And for the improv. So I appreciate you actually answering my text messages and them not just sitting there. And it was in a timely manner.
You're
so
funny. He's ignoring you right now.
Right. I know. I'm trying to give him props. Gold star to you. I'm going to take it back.
Well, I just know a lot more texts would come if I don't answer fast.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to leave us a message, we're going to play your hot take messages when we return. You can go to the app, the iHeartRadio app, and click on the microphone. You can do that for the entire show. Leave us a message, and Ryan will play some of the hot takes when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Oh, Lord. Hey, man, it's good to be back.
What happened?
Nothing. We'll tell you later. Welcome back to Monsters Mornings. We're Radio 104.1.
What's Ryan do?
No, Ryan. It's not Ryan this time. Hey, Angel's here, along with Carlos and Angelique. And now it's time for the hot takes.
What
you
time
can
is
always
it?
Leave us hot takes if you want to. Yeah. If you go to the iHeartRadio app, that's a great way to listen to the show live, right? You can listen to us live there or listen to the podcast. And then you could click on that little microphone and leave us a message. So let's say you hear something that somebody says is kind of stupid. You can straighten them out if you want to. Or if you want to ask a question, you can do that as well. So we call them hot takes. Sometimes they're not too hot. They're just questions. So let's see what we got today, Ryan.
All right.
It's time for a hot take.
Oh, yeah. Not that many hot takes today, I'll be honest with you, people. Well, wake up, get it together.
They're getting back in the groove of things, you know? So it happens.
Yeah. There were some weird ones that came in at like 4 in the morning. But I don't know why.
Those are drunken ones then.
Yeah. I don't think this one's for us, but this man's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is GM Matthew Reed, DJ Manga Chai, whatever the fuck that is. We're not picking up 5,000 pound copies of the books. I'm listening to Real Radio 101. They're great. What a week. Segment.
That was 4 o'clock in the morning.
What? That was 4 o'clock in the damn morning. That was good.
That is just babble. That is, that is nothing.
Yeah. Hot take. Mm-hmm.
Hey, now, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but doesn't Mariah do commercials for Macy's?
She does.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a Macy's commercial in forever, but I'm sure if she does, that's probably just a part of her contract, right? That she has to do the parade? I don't know. Good, that's what I think.
Good point. Yeah, sure. Maybe they have a partnership for sure, so...
Mariah
doesn't going to miss out on a stage.
I didn't think about that. Yeah. She has done Macy commercials. It's been a while, though.
Because is Macy's, like, only has, like, one store anymore, right? Or what was the other store that, like...
No, the one in the Altamont Mall became, like, a something else,
You
right?
know what they said? They said that now Macy's, inside Macy's, I think they said almost every Macy's is Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So that's where they live again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right, it's the turducket of failed enterprises. Hot take!
Everybody knows the new modern, well, it ain't new anymore, but the Christmas Story... is Die Hard. Come on, it's got everything.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have a great week. Yeehaw.
He's right.
I used to be on his team. I'm now Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, I thought he I wasn't even thinking that. I thought he was talking about a Christmas story and then saying that is the new Christmas story is for Die Hard. A Christmas Story, and I am not a diehard of the Christmas Story.
No.
Yeah, I like Christmas Story. I like to watch it. You know, it's kind of cute, whatever. But this new thing with this, it's the same kid, and they you know, kind of 50 years later, 40 years later, whatever. It's cute, kind of, guess. But
coming from an actor, nobody wants to look at that guy for an hour and a half. Okay, as a kid, he's cute. Look, I'm dead serious.
Damn.
I have to agree with
Carl.
I'm
dead serious. Damn. Like, as a kid, he's adorable. I want to stare at him for 2 hours. Look at him. He's adorable. Oh my God, all the kids, look at them. As adults, I look at enough ugly adults every day, right?
You want to see attractive people in movies.
Well, you know, not all the time. You know, you want to get a couple in there that are like, you know, bald and tough looking, you know?
Yeah, what are you saying?
I mean, it doesn't have to always be super attractive.
To even it out. To even
we
got to
mix it in there, you know? But this kid, this guy's, my God.
Yeah, maybe that was part of what I had a problem with. I don't know what it was.
I mean, it's a bad toupee.
Yeah.
It's just a weird thing for them to go, I got it. We'll redo this movie that everybody loves, but just everybody will be older and fatter.
It's a Christmas. You know what I know what I didn't like about it.
Tell us, Russ. It's hot take.
No, the whole idea of it is, you know, the dad is passed. You know, dad is dead. And so I kept thinking about my dad during the whole thing. And it was bothering me. You know, it was all about death, and I don't like death. I'm against it. You know what? No death.
Hot take.
Hot take. That's what I'm saying now. I didn't want to say that earlier. It's a hot take segment. My hot take. I'm not saying he's an ugly guy.
Death.
I don't like death.
I like him better as a kid.
I'm opposed to it. Okay.
Hot take.
Next hot take.
Hot take. Not too sure what the big deal about rolling a blunt at the game is. I was rolling joints at Predators game since back before the war.
Oh,
nice.
That's good. Just seems like a lot of work. When you could maybe go in with the pre-roll. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're a high-level blunt roller. You're a high-level joint roller.
If you're doing that
roller.
At a game, you haven't thought your evening out thoroughly.
Yeah.
If you end up at the event and you're short and blunt, that's your fault.
I still think that was a rib. I think that guy was lighting
a rib.
Who lights a rib?
Exactly.
Gets the germs off. Maybe he dropped it on the floor.
It's cold day.
Yeah, cold day.
Cold rib. It was inside a stadium.
Cold stadium, Angel.
I'm team rib.
If I drop a rib on the floor of a stadium and it's up 2 seconds, I'm still eating it.
Nobody even brought that up, Russ. And you're bringing up floor food.
Yeah.
Russ is like, everybody's floor food regulation.
Yeah, you guys all would eat food off a floor, right?
Yeah. Especially perfectly good rib.
2 seconds.
Rib, 2 seconds. Hamburger, 12 seconds. Sushi sandwich, one full minute.
Germs won't have enough time to get on it in 2 seconds.
Everybody's got those floor food rules, right?
Exactly. 5 second rule, 5 minute rule. Hell, I'm eating it no matter what. The rule is if it's food, I'm eating it. Hot take.
It's Bad Bunny, baby.
Oh, shit.
Been listening since the war. My float was from my last album, Un Verano Sin Ti. It was a heart smiling until Balloon Chase from Paw Patrol was coming after me. Hate crime from that dirty Nazi German Shepherd. I didn't do nothing. Bad Bunny swirls, baby.
No.
I didn't get that one.
Sorry.
I didn't get that one.
You just go. No.
That was a little all over the board, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that was Brush Your Teeth.
I think that was Brush Your Tongue.
Brush Your Tongue, guy.
Yeah, he didn't
stick
leave
with
a message
that.
Today.
That stick. Was confusing, like the last Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah. Wow.
Hot take.
What up, lady and gents? Sounds like everybody had a great Thanksgiving. That's awesome. I think me and my wife, as new empty nesters, have started a new Thanksgiving tradition. We're doing our part, cooking a couple dishes and peeling eggs, and we're looking at the wine, and the wine's looking at us, and we're looking at each other. 9:30 in the morning. What the hell? New tradition.
Hell
cooking,
yeah.
Drinking, listening to music, dancing, having our own party. Dump a dumpster.
All right.
I think it's a good idea. You know what I did? You know what I missed from Thanksgiving? I did not have any deviled eggs. That's
your thing.
That usually is my thing.
She makes them.
If they had them, I didn't see them, Angel. Mm.
Rosen's known for having a world class deviled egg.
Oh, they had like a sushi bar. They had
You didn't ask. You should have asked.
They had a fish bar. They had a
fish bar. Man.
Isn't a fish bar kind of sushi bar?
Seafood bar. Seafood.
Where's the fish bar? They had a sausage bar.
One more hot take.
One more hot take. All right. There's so many.
I better be good.
It's not gonna.
We need a home run.
Make it a good one.
C plus at best. The whole thing.
All right. Let's go.
Let's go to this one.
No pressure.
Panama Jew used to poop in a bag.
Yeah.
Not an ordinary bag. It was a Chick-fil-A bag. That made Ryan Holmes start to think that maybe it's okay to poop in a sink.
Oh.
Ryan Holmes poops in sinks.
I liked it.
It was a good effort.
Yeah, because it connected old school to new school. It's very similar to Jurassic World to me.
Oh.
Stop trying to make Jurassic World mid-minion happen. My God.
Ryan, tomorrow I have a challenge for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I don't like your look on your face again.
No, I
think bend over. Now keep going.
How familiar are you?
If you get this far, I'll give you 10 bucks.
No. I think you're going to like it. I think it's
boy.
I think it's going to be good.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, challenge accepted. I call it grape without the R.
So that's on tomorrow's program. Carlos, what you got going on?
Oh, this week, really nothing.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
But you can follow me. I am posting, because, man, I had to do a new edit of the old Garth Brooks thing, at To The Top Carlos. And, yeah, follow me on there.
Oh, yeah. Your song, Friends In Low Places.
Yes, sir.
The video should be on our website at monsters.fm. Angelique, you're gone for a week and a half, right?
No. I'm gone next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gone next week. But you can definitely hear me here on Real Radio tonight on Angelique's Corner from 10 until midnight. And then follow me on Instagram at Angelique Dancer. That's Angel IQUE Dancer. Stop. And on TikTok at Angelique the Dancing Queen.
All right, about you, Angel?
Hit me up on any social media platform. It's Official Angel on TikTok, angel.boogie.
Holmesy?
I'm dropping a new episode of Legends of Pregame today. You can find that on the iHeart app. And follow me at Ryan Holmes Comedy.
Hey, spread the word, man. You can help us out on December the 9th. We're going to try to get as many bikes as possible to help underprivileged children. And we're going to be live on the 9th. It's a Friday. We'll be out at Orlando Harley-Davidson from 6 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have a full bar out there. We're going to have food trucks. It's going to be a great time. So join us on Friday, December the 9th for the Monster Bike Drive. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then at 3 o'clock is the Jim Colbert Show. And we're back tomorrow to do our thing from Carlos, Angel, Angelique, Ryan Holmes.
And the leader of this mess, Mary Man, Russ. If food fluffs on the floor, I will eat it.
When I'm hungry, I would.
7 seconds.
Thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
We got to get the hell up out of here.
Shruff.
Eat it.
Real Radio. Real Radio. Radio. 104.1. From